Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe and we don't have George this week. You wouldn't even let me finish. Mum's here. Everyone say hi to Mum at home. And we have two very, very special guests. This is the Love Island Side Chick Special. We have Mal and Abby.
Yay. Side Chicks.
How are you both? We all went out last night, by the way, so we're a bit hungover.
Yeah, we're doing good. It's nice to be here. Nice to be here with Abby as well. Because we're like very similar characters, I think.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Twins.
I know you're giving that and I love it. Separated at birth.
I know. Yeah. And we were separated in the villa. Never got to hang out.
Oh, we never met in the villa.
No, we didn't.
You're joking.
I know.
You never
met. We were like online friends.
Oh, no,
you
didn't. Of course you didn't.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
you were literally,
God.
I think you got dumped as I came in. Like,
savage.
I was the next one.
That's correct. Not even passing the coach or something outside.
No, I remember you went in my holding, I bet. I came out my holding, you went in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in your bed.
That is mental, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were mine.
Right, so we're going to kick off by asking some questions, then we'll go into like individual kind of storylines.
Okay, cool.
But kicking it off, what did you both do before you went into Love Island?
Oh my God, I was a picture researcher. For Heat Closer and Grazia.
No way.
I know, crazy. And so I always say this story, but in winter, I was putting in the pictures for the people in the Love Island thing, and I remember doing it, being like, here, that's going to be me.
That's crazy. Not the manifestation.
And then they interviewed me. So I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Wow.
Oh my God, so someone was doing that with your picture?
Yeah.
Like, there was you, but like...
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Maybe, who knows?
It's like going to continue.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wild.
So you know that really ugly picture of you that always gets put out in like on Gogglebox? It's Mal. There's this picture
that
Mama hates.
Sitting you up.
That is the worst photograph I've ever had taken in my life.
We'll put it on the screen.
Oh my God.
No, you will not.
We'll put it on the screen.
Don't.
And Abby, what did you do?
I was flight attendant.
Were you?
Yeah, for British Airways.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All of the... Did you enjoy it?
Oh my God, loved it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely loved it. Like travel all around the world. I was tanned permanently.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, living literally permanent tan. So yeah, just obsessed.
Yeah.
So I've been to like all these places. Like you get to stay in like 5-star hotels. Like it's actually
I know, but
such
how
a vibe.
Do you deal with the toilets on those airplanes? Because I couldn't bear it.
Do you know what? Sometimes when they get dirty, just lock the door. I just lock it because I'm not doing that.
I went on a hellish flight to Ibiza and there was these guys that basically got really drunk, got out there like, what's it, duty-free booze during the trip.
God.
And then they were like, one of them was like getting with a flight attendant.
No,
like, it was like crazy. Like, and then they were just drinking all that out of the cabinets at the front.
God.
Like just drinking. It was crazy.
Yeah, I had a flight. I did a Vegas and we were on break. So there's actually beds on the plane. Like there's beds like upside.
Oh, no way.
In. Yeah, so cool. And
or do you sleep in them?
So, well, you know what? They're so tiny. It's literally like... The tight like a coffin.
Mum, calm down.
But yeah, like, so I was up sleeping, and then when I came down, the crew who hadn't yet gone on break just couldn't be bothered because we were all hungover, like going back home. Like, obviously, Vegas, we would die. 4-day trip on the flight on the way back. And they'd got out the trolleys, and passengers were just coming and getting the booze
out of the trolleys and stuff.
Because they were hungover just
flight.
That is so,
it was so
funny.
Bad. And like, me and the manager had break together, and we came down and we were like, oh no, like, this is not our home. It was so bad. And these men were just like going in, and they were like, oh, the other ladies were letting us do this. And we were like,
that would be me as well.
Dead.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go sit in the cockpit. You guys can just go ham.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Miniatures, like literally crazy.
That'd be mum as well.
Love it.
So going on to Love Island, did you guys get like scouted or did you apply? How did it happen?
So I had like a management, who's my management now.
Right.
Reached out to me for the winter one, but I obviously didn't make it through. But I do believe that like, everything obviously happens for a reason.
Yeah.
No one watches the winter one really. I mean.
I don't know why they do the winter one.
I just
feel like once a year, it would be much better viewing figures and people be more invested.
Mm. Exactly.
Because if you, and let's be honest, when it's snowing outside and you're watching
you
everyone in your bikinis and you've got to lose all your Christmas.
I've always said this, it's not relatable over winter.
And it makes you feel really depressed because you think, look at all those girls and I'm sitting looking at my belly thinking, that's all the Baileys and the Christmas pudding. Don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Although I did watch it.
So I'm glad I got the experience to go in the summer one. Also, like you're in that mindset to be like fit for summer.
Fine,
I was not in winter. I was
no one is.
Imagine having to do like dieting and stuff.
Literally,
like, when you go in, I'm like,
eating them, what's it, camembert, McDonald's cheese bite thing.
Don't get me fucking started.
That would ruin my Christmas if I knew that was happening. She just wouldn't want to eat anything.
Literally. So I'm glad I got to go on the
Oh, lush.
Yeah. What about and you, Abby?
Did you?
So I was, I actually applied for Love Island like years ago, like long time ago. And then I was actually approached or like through Instagram, like they sent a message. So
but you thought it was a joke, didn't you?
Well, it was like ITV and they say like, oh, it's a like a cool dating show. Like, would you like?
You're like, here we go.
And I thought, oh, I know what that is. So yeah, and that's how I sort of like got into it. But
oh, that's mad.
Yeah, I'm the same though. Yeah. Like, I'm so grateful for the experience.
Yeah.
Like, I love Love Island. Like, it's like one of my favourite shows. So just so like, appreciative for like being that. I was actually going in and I was like, I don't even care. Like, I'm just, I'm like touching the sides. Like, this is the side.
It's
like,
mental, isn't it? Yeah, when it you break crazy. That like fourth wall, like I went and did the tour there and I was just walking around. And I was like, oh my God.
It's not real.
Like, it didn't feel,
it does not feel real. God, well, it is like a big set, isn't it? It's so sterile as well.
Honestly. Yeah. When I walked in, I was delirious because I think I got in at like 3-4 in the morning or something. And then when they're all, I was like delirious. Or maybe I went to sleep. Maybe I went in at 1 a.m., 1:30. I don't know the time.
Oh,
I was honestly like a zombie. And I remember, because obviously I've been watching them, all the characters are coming up to you. Yeah. Like, oh my God. I'm scared. I was like,
really weird.
Like a bad trip.
You walk over and you're like, hi.
And everything's like, hugging me on. And you're like,
That freaked me out.
The lights in there, because it's always so bright. I'm sure, because there was like loads of flies. And they were so crazy. Weren't the flies like cuckoo?
Yeah, they would sit on you. Oh, stay.
And you
absolutely fucking not.
And they don't care. They just stay on.
They're probably so crazy. Like us. Yeah,
I think it's
so
in there.
Yeah.
The crazy
it's so weird though to go in there for the first time and you've got to share a bedroom with all those people.
Yeah.
That'd freak me out.
Yeah. And like being in a bed with someone every single night.
Oh,
like,
oh, I could never. Oh, you could do it. Mum and Dad sleep in separate rooms.
I mean, not for, you know, for any other reason, but the fact I don't sleep. So I just, I can't let anybody next to me. Just don't like it.
It's actually so funny. Like, if they go away and have to share a bed, it's like, ugh.
No, we'll make sure that we get a two-bedroom flat.
Key to a happy marriage, apparently.
It is, because otherwise I'd kill him every morning. Because he farts and snores. And
you already do that anyway. Yeah. I have some juicy questions to ask. Did anyone have sex in the villa? Or like...
Well, people thought that I did, but I genuinely did not. Like, I...
With who?
Oh, Sammy?
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, it's because of the way it was like clipped or something. Gabby was like to me, oh yeah, we all thought you had sex.
Well, it looked a bit...
Well, definitely wasn't.
Oh, they do like to do the bit at the end, don't they, with the quilts going up and down.
Yeah. Wait, Mexican wave.
I'd just take the piss at that point. Yeah. I'd just be like throwing up hands and all sorts.
Yeah, well, there's a thing like, about me, like apparently me and Scott.
Oh, really?
Like, absolutely not. He wouldn't even hold my hand. Like,
yeah.
I was about to say, there's no way with that.
That man.
Oh, I know. So, yeah, not that I know.
I don't think.
Like, I mean, you can just hear... Like, so much, like everyone's kissing.
That just gives me such a nick when they show you kissing everyone.
That's horrible.
Was there anyone doing bits? Because there was a rumor, I can't say the name, but last year's one, I definitely can't. And I'll say it after. She ran out of the room like that. And I think it was like, come like, on her face.
Oh,
and like, ran to the toilet out of the room. And like, everyone said that. I'll tell you after.
It's like, I just sneezed.
Yeah. Oh, whoopsie. A 1 a.m. sneeze.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you get the sheets cleaned every day?
They do change them over, don't they?
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought the whole room was going to stink, but it doesn't.
Oh, because it gives smelly vibes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was like, when I walked in, I was like, oh, it smells so fresh.
The bedroom is actually a garage.
What?
How is it?
Yeah, bedroom's a garage.
Way. Yeah, it's huge. It's a real like...
Yeah.
And yeah, that garage like that at home, can't we?
What, the garage?
Well, we could just do like,
what, we're all just going to share a room?
Why not?
What, like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? Like the old people in the bed? What? you do come out with some shit, didn't you? Oh, God.
That's so funny.
Oh, right. So no bits. What were your...
I think bits were done, to be fair.
Yeah, okay, bits. Some bits.
Obviously, Tink sort of said about her and Montel, didn't she?
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah.
So bits wired up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Apparently they did. Didn't they do it?
Well, I don't know. Because she said to me, we were like, okay, let's do like first base, second base. And then we were like, we don't even know what they mean. Like,
yeah, so I know.
So, but then she never actually said what it was because she was like, I don't really want to say. Like, she didn't really want to talk about it. But then as she left the villa, Whitney said to me that she was like, fingers.
So I don't know. He was naughty.
No wonder it didn't last when they came out. I thought, nah, definitely not.
So, but he didn't actually do anything when they came out.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
He was actually good, but I think it was just a case of March, maybe.
God, they were boring, though, to watch.
Do you know what? In real life, though, it wasn't like that. I, honestly,
it's and the way they edit it.
I think they edit. I thought this is dry.
Absolutely.
They did seem really cute together, but I remember turning the TV off and being like, that was a hard watch. There was many nights when I would text George and say hard watch. One of them was that night where Mitch lost his head and was like, very hard watch at home. Like, trust me. I was thinking, no. And when Scott said what everyone was thinking, I was like, okay. Okay.
And then he goes, does anyone disagree?
Yeah.
We'll forever hold your peace. Because Mitch had just said, hold your pieces. I also
think that moment when he said to Leah about why are you piping up was, that went crazy on TikTok. Like, that was...
He was really good TV, to be fair. I was saying that he's obviously a goalkeeper and he actually was a goalkeeper in there. Like, he would sit in the Villa and watch the game go on, and then he'd go, right, now it's my time.
That's so true. He had good comedic timing. Like, my dad's like that. This is my sister. So what were your like best and worst memories in the Villa, like your best and worst moments?
Well, you go first.
Take it away, Abby.
Five hours.
You know what? I've been asked this question so much, and my best day in the Villa was that date that I did with Mitch, you know, on the paddleboard.
Yeah.
So fun, and like awesome. So good. It was actually like my best day, my best memory.
Yeah.
And my worst, oh God. Just probably the day that Mitch went on the date with Ella.
Right.
Like, that was a really hard day. Like, I literally woke up that morning, woke up that morning to the text, and I was just moping. You know, when you're like sad, I was like so sad. And that's when Scott, like, he asked me so many times to go to the gym. So I think he could see, like, you're so low.
Fine, like, to like perk you up.
Yeah, come and go to the gym. And then, obviously, we did that. Error.
Mistake control last week. You did your best.
And then I just sat with Sammy for the rest of that day. And we were going, I feel sad. And he's like, I feel sad. And we're just both there, like,
Do anything. It's all out of your control. And then if they come back and
they were gone forever. It was like a 5-hour date or something. Like,
really?
And like, you know, just feeling really anxious. So that was probably like one of my worst days. Because you can't get to them. I mean, you can text them and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
thinking of me.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, if you knew that your like man was out somewhere, then you'd be texting. Like, what are you doing?
Put knickers in his pocket before he went.
Oh my God, that would have been so good. Well, actually, do you know what? I was saying this earlier. When they were leaving, so this is why my head started spinning straight away, because Jess was stood at the door with Mitch and goes like, bye, Sammy. And like, gives him like a massive kiss and a cuddle. And Mitch goes, bye.
She
looked at me and went by, and I was like, goodbye.
I have to say something that someone told me. So there was an event recently and Mitch was there.
Yeah.
And he was speaking to an ex Love Islander, and she said, like, oh, I loved you on the show, like, you were so crazy. And he apparently, this is alleged, right? He turned around and was like, did you actually think that was me? He was like, no, I'm an actor.
Fuck,
he was like, they put me in and I put on an act.
Sorry, that's like Split.
Patricia.
That's scary.
But
he did chop and change a lot, didn't he? I mean, let's be honest. So one of the last few episodes.
He is giving Split, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't me.
I literally stood up and just swore at telephone. I'm sorry. That is, I was speechless.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's his brand though, isn't it? Messy me.
Yeah.
Like, his head is like,
do you think that there was, by the end as well, do you think that like the beef was because there was still some form of feeling, or was it just beef?
Do you know what? I feel like Mitch was like a little boy in a playground, like pulling on my pigtails, like doesn't handle it. Do you know what I mean? Like, fancied me and was like, oh, what to do. So I think there was feeling.
Yeah. Because it would have been unnecessary if there was no feeling.
I thought, well, I'll just ask him the same question. Because he was like, it's all on Abby all the time. So are you done now? And I thought, well, ask him.
Yeah.
He was like a kid at a playground. He was.
I think he loved it because he had two girls that liked him.
Yeah. Mm. I was so done though. Like, I checked out, and even Ella noticed that I was like, I'm removed. Like, I'm not doing this Instagate. Everyone's saying you're obsessed, but like, I removed myself, and he was on still pulling me for chats and still talking. And she was saying to him, please stop talking about Abby. Like, please leave Abby and Scott alone.
Yeah.
So, and it just kept going.
It was a storyline and a half. I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. And Mal, what about you with best and worst? best moment?
Oh my God. Okay, I'll maybe start with my worst, but then it obviously has become the best. But I think my heart rate challenge. I thought obviously in the moment it's hilarious now. Like I love it, but no one knows like what went through before that.
I don't know, you did that because I just.
Babe, that made me
I wouldn't have any legs to even walk in there to do that.
I went jelly, but the thing is, I don't drink coffee usually. And then that day, randomly, I was like, here, I'm going to have an iced coffee because I'm really bored. Made a nice coffee. I had anxiety.
Oh, I bet.
And then
then your legs go like wobbly.
You're like, the heart rate challenge. And I was like, oh my God. And I was one of the last ones to go. I started having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I was walking back and forth in the bedroom and I was like, I need a drink. I was like, begging. I was like, please, alcohol.
The voice of God, like,
honestly,
please.
I was like, Tracy Beaker having a tantrum. I was like, crying, being like, no. I was like, I can't go out there. I can't do it. Went out, did all that, came back in, the voice goes, is that really what you want to show? And I was like, shut up! I was like, did you not see how hard it is? Like,
did they pick your costumes for you?
Yeah.
Or you? Oh, so I thought, yeah. So you don't get a choice.
Hell no! I was like, they had give me RuPaul Drag Race like heels, big, thick, but I changed them because I was like, I cannot walk.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to, you fall over.
I can't even walk anywhere.
And then with the...
I was like, oh, that's why...
So they give you like a theme. They're like, you're going to be this like...
Do they show you what any moves to do and all
No, that was all raw. I was literally like, okay, fuck. I wanted to say, who's allergic to pussy? They wouldn't let me say that. So I was like, oh, who's allergic to cats? So it made no sense. So I was like...
Or at least you do a medi and just go out and just neck on one. Wasn't it so weird? Like, I remember watching being like, I feel a bit ill.
And Whitney
was like, what?
Watching it all come on.
Oh, I actually have a question about the whole Whitney thing because she was so upset when Medi left. It didn't come across on there like she was that emotionally invested.
They really liked each other. Obviously, like things are different now. But
then why was it the reunion was so awkward?
Weird, wasn't it?
I didn't understand. Do you think that's because she's so into Locker now that she was just like...
I think she's probably, really parked.
Yeah.
Fine.
Probably like maybe watched it back and then be like, actually, maybe he wasn't the best of me. But and then you forget like the good moments because that's recorded is maybe like the negatives.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think when you look at the past, you always think of like the hurt.
Yeah. He actually did look quite negative. Like he looked like quite bad on her.
He did.
He wasn't interested in her at all.
There, they got on so well and they were so cute and like always giggling and stuff. So
I was never there with
them. So, but they were really, I thought they were quite well suited and laughed a lot. But obviously I didn't see her and Lachlan together.
Yeah. They are a different story. Lachlan is the nicest guy.
Is he?
He's also so fit as well, isn't he? I don't know if you guys can say that, but...
In the villa, she was like, when they say, oh, he was shocked by everyone says Sammy because he's so tall. Like, she's always the
Sammy's tall.
He's so tall.
How tall are you?
He's 6'3".
6'3". Shut up. I wouldn't have thought that.
He's huge. I know, I didn't think that either.
God, TV must shrink you because I did not think that.
He's so
how tall is Zach then?
Is Zach
7 foot?
Zach gives you like 7 foot vibe. Yeah, he's absolutely massive, isn't he?
He is tall. I don't know. I don't know if he's that tall though.
I think they were the tallest then.
Yeah. It was funny because Scott stood like for the recoupling. Yeah, I was like, you're tiny.
Scott's small?
Yeah. Well, it made him look small, but
can you imagine George in there?
Oh my God. George, not the collective.
Imagine George.
Bless him.
You got the height.
Yeah, I know, I did get the height, didn't I? People always laugh about that, the picture of us together. I can go like that with him.
We broke.
People think they're boyfriends.
No, the TikTok comments are fucking weird.
You see you two together. I'm like, you see.
Like we've got the same surname. We're not married.
People think you are.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. Well, speaking of fake relationships, I wanted to ask you guys if there was any in the villa that you thought weren't genuine at any point in the series, really.
No comment.
I don't know, you know, it's just, I always said, like, it's hard to fake feelings. Like, I personally can't. Yeah. And my body language speaks for itself. Like, I knew, like, I maybe could have like gone with Mitch or something, but I just didn't fancy it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just wouldn't be true to myself. Sorry, Mitch, I obviously think you're hilarious and all that, but like, I just can't see past, I couldn't kiss someone if I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your camera.
No, my friends could see like,
true. Awkward. No, I can't fake it either, so.
Obviously, I'll say there are two that I didn't think were real, but you know, I'm not going to talk about it. But Yeah, like I think most people were actually genuine. Like a lot of people did go in to find relationships, like they did.
Yeah.
And
I'm just going to be open and say it, that there was just a point where when Molly came back for Casa, I did think like Zach was a bit like, I feel like he'd kind of got in his head like, oh, I can now have my Love Island experience again.
Who did you think?
And then it kind of like, I don't know, just the way he looked, the way he looked to me was just a bit like,
he's kind of that.
He wasn't like over the moon. That's not how I would personally react. You know what I mean? He was just a bit like,
how would you react if that was somebody coming back and then you thought was gone?
Yeah, but if I was so into him, I'd be like, oh my God. God, like I'd be so excited, like I can't believe we got a second chance. But he was a bit like,
I don't know.
You know, he was shook. Like, so like we went over and like sat by the fire pit and we just like had a chat. Everyone went round and was like, I'm Abby. Do you know what I mean? Like, introduced ourselves. And then it was so weird because like they were introducing themselves to us and we were like, we know. I know who you are. But like Zach's just sat and he's like doing this, just actually staring at the floor.
I know, he just didn't know how to react to it.
He was so zoned out. And then he was like, my name's Zach. This place hates me. Like literally. And I was like really confused.
Yeah.
And then, but I said to him, you actually had a chilling Casa because it was an easy choice. Do you know what I mean? He knew he was going to go with Marl. So, but they're genuine.
Yeah.
They're
a
genuine couple. I just, it's so weird. They don't match.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
But they're opposites like, do attract.
Yeah. They do get on.
Yeah. Like mum and dad are so different as well. And you guys get on well. No, I just thought at that point in the series, I was a bit like, what is going on here? And then I love I love watching the whole drama unfold with the kissing challenge at the end, you know, when Katie and Zach kiss.
Oh yeah, I was not expecting that.
I laugh when I'm nervous though. I laugh when I'm nervous.
I'm a nervous laugher and I get in so much trouble.
I wouldn't have done what he did. I would have turned around and like lost it, which is even worse. Because it would have been a sign like, what? Like, yeah, no, it was funny the way he's like.
Yeah, that he was hiding behind Scott. Yeah. Like he's so tall.
Yeah.
And he's going like.
Yeah, yeah.
He said to me, he was like, I was trying to like pretend to tie my shoe.
I know, I was watching that.
Yeah, was it Scott that said to him like, don't stop laughing, mate? It was. I thought, yeah, no, what a nightmare. But aside that, yeah, I think everyone else seems very genuine. I think Ty and Ella, to me, were like
absolutely
the most
I thought they were winning, to be honest.
Yeah.
I did.
Honestly. Oh my God, his written face when she came back from Castle.
Almost cried. Yeah, I almost cried at the TV.
See, immediately she knew that she'd messed up.
Yeah. That man was broken.
I love him. Like, he's just stunning to look. He's stunning to look at. Oh my God. Yeah. I know, really is.
He's got like cheeky little eyes.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful together.
Aren't they?
Yeah, and they're so well suited.
Their kids will be absolutely
unreal.
Unreal.
I know everyone says about them bickering, but they're like me and Terry.
Couples argue. You can't like...
If you don't argue with someone, you're not passionate about each other. And I just love them. I thought they were really genuine.
You only like actually fight and get upset with someone when you really care.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Love and hate. Yeah.
But that's so I found this really unfair about Jess and Sammy because when they got voted like not compatible because they argued, I was like, but
doesn't
they're arguing because they like each other.
Yeah, and
then they couldn't recouple, could they? So it was like a really weird one. And then you were like, hi! And,
I wasn't real. I was like an enigma. Like, what the hell was that?
You just
floated
in and
floated
back out.
I loved it though. So funny.
Was there a real attraction between you two?
I definitely think so. Like, I didn't initially when I was watching it, I was like, nah, like, didn't really think that we would like each other. But when it was like, wow, I do fancy him. Mm.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Oh, I know.
This is actually quite funny. When he first came on as a bombshell, I was meant to be on my close friends, but I put it on my main and it said something like, well, you're coming on the podcast. And then I post it and like four people popped up and was like, this wasn't meant for this, was it? And I was like, well, I put it out now. So see if you're watching, so Sammy. Yeah. See you next week. absolutely awful.
Oh my God.
And how bad is that?
She's really as lovely as she comes across in real life.
She's so bubbly and like high energy, isn't she?
But yeah, she does seem like just
and
a
like,
normal
they are
dance
well
to
suited, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, I know.
Oh God, did they have a journey at all?
Though, so me and Jess were talking about like we love like Orlando and like roller coasters and stuff. Sammy goes, I've never been on a roller coaster. He's never been on a roller. I was like, well, you have now. Like Love Island was a roller coaster.
You've been on the biggest one of your life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, roller coaster. So
Thorpe Park do like a press night.
Oh, there we go.
And they always invite all of the Love Islanders. Yeah. So
do you
we'll get you on the list, Sammy.
I love roller coasters. Oh my
God. I love roller coasters.
I like roller coasters.
Joe, stop it right
don't
there.
Don't do this.
Have you done?
No, he go usually queues to go on all the rides, and then at the door, he go, I can't do it. I was eight
in Disneyland.
You did it last weekend, you said. What did you do? And then you walked away from something.
Well, no, I wanted to do the cable cars in Greenwich.
Yeah, and you walked away.
And I walked there, my mate, and I stood there, and I went, no, I'm not doing it.
Oh, it's not there.
It was a bit windy. They're like, yeah, I couldn't do it. I get
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
If I'm all strapped in.
You seen the thing where you get dinner and they pick you in the air?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Guys, because it's incredible. I've done it four times. It's fine.
What
it is a bit
toilet?
Scary.
That's what I wonder.
Yes, well, you just put the words out of my mouth. Who was it?
There was a guy from Love Island a few years back on there, and he made them, you're not meant to lower it, you're up there for an hour, and he made everyone lower it so he could go wee, and everyone was looking at him like, I've forgotten who it was.
Who wants to eat their dinner up in the sky, though?
That's terrifying. I think I'd be so scared. I would be scared.
I was standing, I was like, oh, there goes the salmon. Like, it was very much like that.
I'd be so scared.
If you drop your fork, surely that would like...
It must be plastic.
Oh no, underneath is gravel bit. Yeah, imagine sitting underneath it as well.
Is there a net? Like if you drop a fart?
Or if you... I don't think there is.
Oh my God, I just actually gives me anxiety.
Why would you want to do something like that then?
I don't know. This has turned into such an odd tangent of conversation. Back to the...
No, we're talking about Sammy not being on a roller coaster.
Yeah. So the reunion as well was very fun. Oh, you both got pictured.
Yeah, we were in that.
Yeah.
God, I got the most airtime ever.
Yeah, like, I know you did.
Sammy and Indy's best bits were you doing the little your heart rate thing, your dance.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I love the outfits, by the way.
But as you come on, we're hopeless.
You both look so good.
I hated it.
I know, you could see.
But they didn't obviously hear me speaking. I was going like this. I hate this. I hate this. I don't want to do this. Here I go.
Oh, no.
Was there like anything happened before or after the reunion that like people don't know about? Or was it kind of like, especially after, because I guess some things are a bit heated.
When the cameras went off, did any arguments or anything?
Well, at the break, so after I had my my little bit to say.
Gaslit by a gas engineer.
That was lovely.
Top tier.
Funny. Yeah, like Mitch actually came and spoke to me and we were fine. Like we literally spoke.
Sure.
We actually are getting on really well. Like
I'm happy to hear that because it would have been a shame.
We had such a shit experience in there with him.
I know, but like obviously we had a really trouble. We had a good connection.
Yeah, you did. Like, yeah, but you did though. But you did have a good connection. Everyone can see
these things like relationships. You know what I mean?
So like we could have like a friendship. Like I'd be open to having a friendship with him. Like we get on well. Mm. But like since the reunion, like me and Ella had a friendship. She just doesn't want to speak to me now.
Oh.
Like she's not like I've seen her at events. Like she doesn't want to talk to me. Like it's
really
very frosty. Yeah, it's very very difficult.
I don't think what you did was that bad, really. Me, I backtrack. No, I'm joking. It wasn't that bad.
No, like what but, I was saying. I just said my opinion. Like my opinion was that we had a good connection.
Yeah.
And
she obviously doesn't like it.
But I do think from viewing that your connection was better. And I think that this is my personal opinion was that like it was last chance saloon to stay in at that point. And it was like, right, for like them two, it was like, right, let's just make a go of it.
At the very end when he turned and said, oh, I don't know if I like Ella. I don't know if I've made the wrong, you know.
No, it's when they did that date and then made it like exclusive and then came back and he said, I think she's faking her feelings.
Yeah.
But then do you know what I will say? Then I felt really sorry for Ella because she looked broken.
Oh no, she looks so upset.
I really did feel sorry for Ella because at the end of the day, she was very invested in him.
I think she let her guard down, didn't she?
Yeah, and I felt quite sorry for her.
But when that happened, I messaged her mum and I was like, oh my God. So there's this whole thing about like how I wanted to go for brunch with her, but her mum actually invited me.
Lovely.
I was like, yeah, definitely when I get back. Because obviously I had to be out there for a week. I was living with Scott for a week. And like,
it's
weird.
It's a bit much for anyone.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, like, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
The brunch with her mum.
Oh, yeah. And so I was messaging her. And then when Ella came out, obviously her and Mitch are like, seeing each other now, like they're still in a couple like on the outside. And I just said to her, like, I'm here for you. Like, obviously I've been through it and I know how it feels. So like, if you want to reach out, then do. And then obviously the reunion and now she's like, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, like, that is. Was it like weird to adjust for both of you coming?
No, it was. Well, I was there for like
but
a week.
Still, it must have been
was
like.
Was that what you was in there for, Mel?
Yeah.
It felt like you were a lot longer.
I was like, I had longer shits than that. Do you know what I mean? When I came out, I posted TikTok or a video of me like reunited with my friends. And I was like, I was crying.
Yeah.
And then people were like, oh, she's so overdramatic. You don't know what it was like.
Did you have to go like in before, a few days on your own, no phones and all that?
So it was
with phones, phones and all that.
And then this is the funny thing. All my mates like caught on to it. Obviously my flatmates and family knew. But I was having to pretend I was on a fitness retreat in Thailand. I said like monkeys.
Oh my God, were you?
Yeah, because I just knew if someone like said it would maybe like get out.
Did you have to do that?
I just vanished.
Well, my mates were just like, caught on to me.
She's gone with her horses. Yeah. She's riding off into the wilderness. She's got horses.
Because my mates just know me so well. Because I wasn't posting on Be Real. They're like, something's up.
Right.
Or she's not okay. Okay. She's going through something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm in Thailand.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And then you came back and farted at that event.
Fuck off! Guys, I didn't. I don't know.
Mum, I'll tell you the story. We were at this Barbie event.
This is how we met.
And basically someone had farted and I thought like Mal had farted because it smelled like farts. And I was like, hi Mal, nice to meet you.
No, basically, my mate and Jack were both like, oh, it stinks of fart. And then it was like, whole, whoever smelled it, dealt it. And it was like,
oh, how childish.
Yeah, I don't
you know us, we're all metal, very mature.
Wait at the bar and it stinks of fart.
I can't. Oh, but no, she didn't fart.
And we're all going like this for like the whole night.
She did not fart.
Yeah, but you know what, if I'd have done that, I'd have gone, yeah, it was me. It's fuck off.
Oh, yeah, no, mum, everyone knows online. Mum's
right,
a top,
right,
top
okay,
trumper over there.
Top trumper.
I have some questions specifically for each of you, so I'll start off with Mal, just some quick ones. Wait, so were you nervous to go in as a bombshell?
Weirdly, this is the thing, I don't get nervous. I think nerves and excitement are the same emotion.
Yeah.
So I think I wasn't nervous. I was in a delirious state the whole time. I just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. I can't, well, as you said, you went in quite late in the night. So, yeah.
Tough shift.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Also, none of them were my type. Right. Yeah, so I did struggle, but.
And did you feel like the connection you developed, I know you weren't in there for that long with Sammy, do you think it was?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I said, feeling in that place, I said, if I was there a week, I'd be like, I love you. Like,
yeah. It's crazy how things move, isn't it?
Then I came back, touched down London. I was like, wow, the old boys, unreal. I was like, oh, that's so happy to be back.
Yeah.
Because like in there, you're just kind of like tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah. I just.
Oh, it's like a social experiment.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's an experiment.
Well, Chloe Burrows said that one day she just sat in the shower and just cried. Because she was like, this is absolutely too much.
So I'd want to jump over the walls, to be honest, because I would have cabin fever being in there.
Yeah, cabin fever.
Yeah.
Because everything in there is fake. Like, because the grass is fake, the leaves are fake. So like, they take all your senses like away and all you have is this connection with someone.
Yeah.
So every day you're like, relationship.
I'm in love.
And Mum asked why.
I was really fascinated about the food situation. Because I'm a grazer, so I only really have one big meal a day. So what happens about the food?
They've got snacks about.
Do you have to go and sit at a certain time to have your food?
Yeah. It was quite weird. You got all separated.
Oh, really?
I feel like the most social hour is eating and like, you're like, how's your meal? But then you're with just the girls and then the boys are separated as well.
That's so make me laugh.
Tables out, like weird. a table there. And then you can't even talk to each other. If you interact, they'll be like, get away.
Oh,
like, you can't.
Shut up. Yeah. Do you know what's made me laugh every morning? How everyone gets up and all the girls up on the garden terrace and all the boys go around. And I just thought, God, he's just.
But
so
you get placed in those chats, don't you? Like,
yeah. And then when they come back from a date, all the boys go off with the boys, all the girls go off with the girl. They need to change it, I think.
Yeah, just like, let it be
but
natural.
You were both very chirpy in the morning. So I love it when people are
mornings,
miserable.
Yeah.
Because like Gemma Owen last series was my favorite. She'd sit there and be like, yeah. No.
That was literally, was an Ella, like Ella.
Oh, is she not a morning person?
Oh, yeah, Ella's hilarious in the morning. She would literally sit there like, and they'd be going, Ella, you set up? Like, or she'd be under the quilt like.
I'll tell you what though, when her and Whitney had that spat, I was a bit like, wow. Whitney went to her. No, you are really, you are.
Oh, no, it was the comment for me that I was like, was when she said, you're acting like we're family and we're not family.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh. Like
but
that
yeah, like, she probably doesn't like.
Which is like a sisterly spat, wasn't it?
Also, really? Like you're in that like environment, like you just go crazy. So they probably like sick each other. Like, leave me alone.
It was the shower thing because even like I've spoken to people since and they said like Whitney did take ages to get ready, like 3 hours apparently. Yeah, she did look great every night.
Oh, she
like
unreal.
Yeah, her laugh,
so funny.
When she's laughing.
It's like contagious.
I know she was funny.
Were you monitoring? So they would tell you how long you have to get ready.
Like 10 minutes.
I was saying.
So
and then
bored.
I used to monitor the time off Whitney. Like, I didn't even listen to the time that they're telling us. It was like Whitney, how long? How long until you're ready? And she'd be like, an hour. Like, and they'll be like, you need to be down in 20 minutes. She's like, no, it's an hour. Like,
it would literally be. I can imagine.
To be fair, yeah, right? Yeah. To be fair to her, they can't do the fucking show. Yeah. She's not downstairs. No, so no, you exactly. kind of do have to sit there and be like, right, we've got to do it.
The showers, are they private or are they? Is it just a bit?
No, Mum, I've been there. It's not private at all. Oh. There's like one little screen bit in between and then the toilets
so
are
how
like.
How do you wash all your bits without anyone seeing you?
They see.
They see.
Also, that little bit that covers the little.
You don't all share one shower between boys and girls?
Yeah.
Shut the front
Mum,
door.
Mum, it's one shower. And that, so does anyone actually bath in that bath?
Yeah, no, we all got in the
bath. Oh, I have a shower in the morning bath at night.
I really?
Yeah, and it all overflowed and they were like, get out.
Oh my God, you have one shower.
Mum, one shower.
There's one outside as well. There's an outdoor shower and an indoor shower.
Can you imagine if one of you girls had just took your bikini?
Literally got naked.
Are you not allowed to do that? I'm assuming
no, I don't. So I went in the outdoor shower all the time.
Did you use that?
Not naked. But like, because it would take so long. Everyone's using that shower upstairs.
Oh my God, can you imagine you in there?
Yeah, but I've gotten better. I've started to have cold showers, so they're quicker.
Wow. I've never known anybody to take so long. Yeah.
It was horrible though.
You'd be on par with Whitney because he just takes about 3 hours to get ready.
The older I'm getting, the longer it's taking me to get ready. Now.
What do you have to do?
Oh my God, Mal, when he comes
what
home,
don't I have to
when
do?
He comes home, the bathroom is mint. His bathroom, he's got his own bathroom. By the time he leaves, if you saw the stuff and the products in there, I'm like,
I put like five products in my hair.
Oh my God.
I just open the door now. I just close.
I've got better with it all though. I'm getting better. I'm 26. I need to start.
Get routine, a quick one.
Yeah, you know what I
mean? No, what he got better with was putting all his shit from his bedroom in my garage.
I got better. I put everything in the garage.
Yeah, so basically, so I tried to walk in the other day to go to, we've got a couple of freezers. To go in there, I couldn't even reach the door.
Well, if anyone wants any old collection of clothes, it's in the garage. So.
No, I will say, if anybody out there wants to come around, I'll do a garage sale and then basically
a garage
make
sale.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I think we should do that. A Love Island garage sale.
A Love Island garage sale. What have we
Let's
got from Love Island?
Oh. We get all the names.
Oh my God.
Let's pick a charity and do it here first.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I've got loads of
money. That'd be amazing. Joe, we should.
Yeah.
We're booking you
guys. That's a good idea.
I was going to depop them and donate a charity.
Yeah, why don't we do it
out? Big car boot sale.
Let's have a Love Island sale and send you off.
I'm lost by her. I'm like, yeah, Mum, okay, fine.
No, you know what I'm talking about? All your clothes.
I do know, yeah. Fuck me. Anyway, back to the questions. I got two quickly for Mal.
You're hanging, I can see it.
Yeah, I fucking am, Mum. These girls watched me perform last night.
So did I. Mum, I'm only going out for
did you and Sammy ever do any bits? And are you happy about like him and Jess, whatever? Was there any time in the villa where you were like...
I mean, okay, wait, the first question was, did I do any bits?
Yeah.
Swear on my dog's life, only kiss because I know people thought we had sex.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do that, not my vibe. Sure. And I'm a tough graft, so it takes me like a long time to do that.
Yeah, also, it'll take me 2 seconds to stab it.
And then, obviously, like, you can't be upset about it. Like, the scenario... I wasn't there. I literally said, like, continue your journey.
If you were still there, do you think there would have been a situ like the Abby, Mitch and Ella thing?
Potentially, but like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you can't deny like attraction and
at all. You, but not Mal.
Oh, me but Mitch?
No.
Would you, seen them since? Like events or anything?
No, I've only seen them at the reunion. And
they've disappeared. Everyone's disappeared. Yeah. Can I just say everyone's disappeared?
We see each other all the time. And then we're like, where's everyone?
Everyone from this series is just like...
What are they
gone.
Up to?
I don't know. Everyone's gone on like holidays and stuff.
Well, Zach went to New York.
Yeah,
I saw that. Everyone's just
they're
kind
just
of
like in love.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
We're attention seekers.
Yeah. Everyone else is just like going back to their little nests. And
Lock and Gong.
You know, they're so wholesome.
They're just cooking dinner every night. Yeah. I'm watching it on TikTok every night.
Yeah. Did you see the story? I think it was on Whitney's story. And he had his dog. His dog is so cute.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, I'm his bitch now. No, and the dog goes, and, like, and the dog literally goes down.
They made,
and then they go, we'll share.
They made us do a TikTok with Whitney and Ty's song.
Yeah, do you know?
It's
so good.
I mean, I thought that was actually, me being the age that I am, thought they'd just taken that song and run with it. And he went, no, Mum, they made it up.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No.
They're in the studio recording it.
I'll be a banger. And then it's giving
Did you see the like hype that the videos of Ty and like Toby from like that series with Chloe was like a hype man and everyone was rinsing him. I felt really bad.
But they're mates.
Oh, really?
They're mates, yeah. But they're like, I think they're mates from like Homeway as well, aren't they? Yeah. But yeah, no, everyone was like rinsing him. I felt really bad because he was in the background. Everyone was like, why the fuck is Toby there? And I thought, bless him. I know, bless him. Bless him, me, Team Chloe.
Toby actually came out on that night out after the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Was that reunion?
Tyreek's brother was there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They went to Sheesh, didn't they? For their family.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good meal.
Ryan, kind of
Sheesh. Oh my god.
Yeah, you need to go. Let's all go Sheesh.
We need to go Sheesh. I'm in for quite a while. Mum's kebab is.
Oh right, Mum. Anyway, we digress. You coming out with Sheesh order right now, Mum?
You're watching.
Abby, I just had some questions for you. Oh wait, we've already gone through that actually. We've already gone through all of those. you're done.
Fire round.
Can I just ask how your horses are?
Do you know? No. So I don't actually still have horses. Oh. So I used to.
They
have
died.
Horses. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
I know. Hey, I know. You.
That's my worse than any breakup.
Yeah, I know.
During Love Island or?
No. Fine. So, but my friends have horses, but I live on a road that has like horse stables.
Oh, I love
so, and that's where my friend has her horse. So I still like.
You still ride?
Interact with horses. Yeah. Yeah.
I have developed a game. So no one steal this. It's called Red Flag, Green Flag. Very original.
You got a copyright?
Fuck's sake. And I've bought flags.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Good investment here. So I'm going to read out some like statements about like guys, whatever. And then you've got to say if it's a red or a green flag, right? So number one, their name begins with an S.
Wait,
someone's still like Sammy.
Oh, ouch, yo. Snake. God,
you were like this.
What?
Oh my God, Scott. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not even.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
You were
I'm
so
back.
Funny.
Like, or I don't even know.
That was jokes. So I've got a second one. They rap. They rap.
Depends. I mean,
I don't know. It depends.
Mum, look at Mum.
No, not too old for rapping.
Too old for rapping.
Only Christmas rapping for me.
Oh, bless you. I think a rapper would be hot.
Yeah, it's like a poet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they can actually do something. Do you know what I mean?
Can't understand a word they say. Like,
do a rap.
Yeah. You sat at the dinner table. Go on, babe. Do a rap.
Do a rap for me.
Do a rap.
Do a rap. Do a rap.
Ty would do it all the time.
Yeah. There was this. One of the videos I had on my phone, because like we just look through each other's phones because it's just so boring.
Yeah.
And it was Whitney. It was like a really, really, really small snippet. And she goes, up, up, up. So Mitch is sat playing it. She's going, up, up, up. And then they're doing like a rap.
No way.
It's like a backing track.
I love that.
The clip is out there. So you can.
Is it?
So funny.
Oh my, that's what me and George used to do in lockdown. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it will be.
Mum knows this. Me and George used to download this app, put on beats, and then me and George would like rap like over there. And it was so funny.
Shit, basically.
That's why I love lockdown. It was like
lockdown was so a creative fun. Time, wasn't it?
It was so the mad. Worst couple of years of my life.
I became an alcoholic.
Having them both, well, sorry, anyway, borderline, having them at home all the time.
Oh, it was chaos, but we love chaos.
I actually thought it was fun.
I agree. Fun.
It was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Felt so nostalgic. Felt like a kid again.
Yeah, I know, I thought that. So it was like one big summer holiday.
For you.
Yeah.
The weather was amazing.
It was unreal.
Oh, and the weather, the summer.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Take me back to a global pandemic.
Just get that out there, please.
So they snore.
Oh no. Hell no.
I'm going to say this purely because I snore, so I stand with my people. Yeah.
Nah.
I snore well bad. Who snored in the villa?
Sammy.
Really?
Yeah, he was like,
I
can imagine him being like, Jess, I love you.
He's like, speaks, has conversations.
He did a good impression.
Yeah, he did.
Were you there? That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me, I'm available for birthday parties, Christmases, and funerals, being Sammy.
Sammy, were you there when you said about Whit in his sleep? He goes, Mark Paul Whit for a chat could be a spark in his, and it became such a thing. Like the boys would say it every day.
Go, that was an edge.
That is so funny.
That was an edge.
So and they would take the mick out of it so much, and he woke up and he was like, maybe that's like some internal like feeling
from the universe.
I used to sleep talk as well. I sleepwalk everything. And one time I put that, you know, that app you put under your pillow and it records you.
Yeah.
And there was one I played back next day. All I was doing was going lizard, 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 lizard. And I was like, what the fuck was I doing? It was like a good 30 seconds of lizard, lizard. I know.
Like, you know when you're in like lucid sleep? Yeah. One time I've been like sleep talking and then the person that was in my bed, he was like sleep talking back to me. It was really weird.
Oh,
kind of like woke up.
That's
like,
really scary.
What the fuck? You know, because I had to sleep in that room as well with just Sammy. Yeah. Like that was just because we were like single. Like,
Yeah, in that room.
Stole your man. But yeah, like he was talking all through the night, and I was thinking, I'm alone in here. This is like crazy.
Did you not have earplugs?
I think you probably did.
What was he saying?
I can't even remember. Wow. And I remember thinking, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I need to remember this.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I was like, I don't remember what
you said. Oh, I never remember. Yeah. Even with dreams, I need to start writing them down.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one.
Not your dreams.
They go to the gym 7 days a week.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll be fit one day. No. Mum's like, nah, let's start drinking.
Have a life. You know, you can go
balance,
five times.
Balance.
Yes. I like going to the gym together.
Balance.
Yeah.
Gym
buddy. I miss going to the gym. I used to go to the gym with my ex all the time. And aww, I do miss I've that. It gets that. Lonely.
Yeah.
In there. Pomade.
You're going to be sick.
That was last night.
That was talking about your ex going to the gym.
Yeah. They don't drink.
Oh, I've done that. Hell.
If you're at home, exactly.
No. Oh, rugby flag. I'm shooking. Oh,
Mum, they don't drink.
No, sorry.
Yeah, to anyone sober at home, no judgment. I just think because I drink so much, it's hard.
You don't drink loads. You're very good.
Do you know what I am? I'm a binge drinker.
Yeah, you're like your father.
And the girls saw that last night.
Social.
Yeah.
You are a. You don't drink at all during the week, but you're like dad, and then come the weekend, whereas I'm a steady Eddie.
Yeah. Well, last night, when it was that, they pulled me on stage for that lip sync thing, and they said it was a lip sync. I then panicked, and so I went into the crowd when that girl was on, and I said, who's got the free champagne, like, in their hands? And I was grabbing people's full glasses and, like, going like this. And I had three. And then when I got on the stage...
your nose?
Yeah, just down it really quickly. Because I just down it, right? And then I went up to the girl, and I was like, can you play this song? Went on there, and then that's when Max went, oh, it's a lip sync, and I was like, pass me the mic. And that's when I knew that wine went straight to my head.
You weren't actually lip syncing, you were actually singing.
I know, Mum.
You didn't lip sync. I watched the whole video. And then at the bottom, Mum, sorry, I was only going out for one.
I know, and I actually said that to her in the day. I said I'm only going out for one.
But see, when he says that, you know it's trouble.
Do you guys do that as well? Because I say
I have
to
no control.
Yeah.
I have no control.
No, sir.
When I did my Love Island thing with the medic, I'm filling out the form and she's like, how much alcohol?
Oh, you always lie.
Well, I was like,
one.
Have you girls had a real blowout since you've come out there? Have you had it last night? Yeah, I was going to say.
No, every night. Every night.
Yeah, because you're only allowed two drinks.
Yeah. That was
the the reunion night.
You're only allowed two drinks in there, aren't you?
I'm a lightweight anyways.
Are you?
I've got some gossip about the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us. Come on, good gossip.
We went out and then...
What after?
We had the reunion, then we went out to like a club. And then when we came out of the club, so Amber left early and I was meant to be sharing a room with her. And then like I couldn't get back in the room basically. Like when we got back to the hotel, so I had to share with Scott.
But
we got back at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
to the hotel.
That's awful as hell.
So and I'm literally at Scott's door and I'm like, please may let me in. Like, and he was like, he looked at me and like rolled his eyes. He was like, come in there. And like
did he have anybody else in there?
No, just me.
Oh, then, imagine that.
Literally,
and let's go over Catherine.
No, but I lie down and I was like, do you want to be the big spoon or the little spoon? And he was like, get away from me.
You know what? He gave that vibe in the villa as well, to be fair.
This is the thing. Like, we are actually really good friends. Yeah. Like, he was like, of course.
He's quite dry, isn't he?
He's young.
How old is Scott?
22.
I can't believe that. He looks older than me.
He looks a good 5-6 years older.
He's got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he is gorgeous. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, if you meet him, you'll be like, whoa.
That's the only thing I would say. Amber, that she's very young, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I think she's too young.
He always goes for older women.
Older women.
Because
Paige is older than him, isn't she?
Yeah.
So I have chat from the reunion, but it's like embarrassing on me. So I get really bad car sickness.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then obviously everyone must be like, oh, Mal's steaming, whatever. But
you's actually not well.
In the taxi, they're all like, is Mal here? I've never heard her so quiet. I'm like, they're like, oh, no, I'm going to be sick. Because it was an hour of taxi. I start like projectors vomiting in the street. And then I think it was you.
And there was Paps.
You're like, Mal, like, Paps.
I'm like, trying to get in front of her, like, no.
And then I posted the picture, but you can see like my hand a little bit bit covered in sick and tick. Oh! And I say to her, I was like, that's no. My sick hand, that's my sick hand. And she was like, I don't know, like a bit of slobber. She's like holding it. But I don't even know if I told her that. And I was like saying, I was like, that's my sick hand, that's my sick hand.
Like, sorry,
Do you know what though? That happens to my friend Kieran. He's not that drunk, on the way back in an Uber, he starts going, and the driver's like, pull over. And I'm like,
your brother was sick on public transport last Friday.
Oh, George was in hell.
I've never done in my life.
He left the door open on the train toilet, so everyone in the carriage is watching him go up.
No.
I have no shame. I'm going to be sick.
George also is really small and he can't mix.
No, hold on.
And he can't keep up with...
He just drinks rum and coke. It's the worst thing.
But he can't keep up with these like mates who are a lot bigger than him. Yeah,
me.
George is small.
I'm like such a lightweight. So I just keep drinking and I'm like, woo. Yeah. And everyone else is kind of normal and I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
No, he said he sat on the train all of a sudden, he went, oh, he said, I feel really hot. And he was like two stops away. And I said, you did not be sick. I said, please tell me. He said, no. He said, I was sick in the toilet, but I left the door open.
Oh, bless him. I've got more red and green flags, by the way. That's all right. They're a gas engineer.
Oh, no. God forbid. God forbid.
Sorry.
Sorry, Nick.
Our boilers break, we're going to be fucked now.
We love you really, darling.
They've watched every single series of Love Island.
Oh, God. No.
I love Love Island.
Yeah,
love
you can't Island, be a fan.
But I've... Oh, actually, I,
my first one was with Danny Dyer. That was my first one with Danny Dyer that I watched.
Was it?
No, I haven't. I didn't because I literally... looked one and I was going through my oh my god I'm putting on weight I'm getting old stage turned on the telly all these girls coming up with keys I went mum I'm not fucking watching that
you love it now
I love it now I'm addicted you know I am
I've
I
got,
love it
they're
love
very it. Indecisive
who
because
like the person
I prefer
someone that's very direct
decision tell me like yeah I'm gonna take you here and
yeah that assertiveness
yeah that's don't like people and it makes me feel all weird like
you need to know where you are.
I don't mind.
You need to know where you
are. I've actually had massive arguments with both my exes over that reason because I was like, you need to be more assertive because I'm bossy in every aspect of life. So in a relationship, I just want someone to be like, we're going here. You down?
Sorry.
Jake, love you too. they thread their eyebrows.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't mind.
You can use tweezers.
Joe uses tweezers secretly.
I get mum's eyebrow lady too, mum.
Oh, do you?
Big up.
You got good eyebrows.
Big up Alicia's beauty.
Yeah. Big up Alicia. We love you.
Oh, my God. And they call themselves messy online. Oh,
fuck off.
That is rubbish, isn't it? That's rubbish.
Sorry.
Calling yourself messy.
Oh, not Lisa sending for it. Bloody hell. I think Rosie sent me a couple more as well.
Oh, loves
not
it.
Your name on my phone being MSL, not even Mouse, did not fart. you wrote it last night.
MSL did not fart.
What was that last night?
I think, see, this is the thing. No one ever knows that I'm like steaming drunk. Like, I bet you probably didn't.
No.
I was fucked.
Sorry.
Really?
There's so many.
No one ever knows.
You did how old are you, Mel?
25.
Oh my God, that's why. You're a pro. How old do you have
been? I'm a pro.
Oh, there you go. Two pros.
See, we're twins.
There you go.
I've got it.
I know, yeah.
It's in my blood.
I love the Scottish accent, honestly. I do.
It's just so fun. Everyone, they get it. But you guys are
very heavy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But we're Welsh, aren't we?
Mum's half Welsh, I'm cool.
English are like, it's different sometimes.
You never know.
We're a
who. Yeah, you're a who. I think he's got a nice voice, actually.
I've got, Rosie sent me like a load of like red green flags, but we've done a few, but there's some X-rated ones.
Oh, we do.
Right? The first one, this is crazy. I think we're going to have to bleep some of this.
Kill me.
This is crazy. Rubbing your clit with their nose. Ew. Red or green flag.
I've never done that.
Red or green flag.
Never heard of that.
Nosing, I would assume, is a red flag.
Probably.
Because really, you want to go a bit low with the tongue. It's yeah, why is he putting...
Unless with he's got a big nose.
Unless you've got a big old schnozzer.
Big
not Bradley Cooper.
Next one isn't too bad, but...
You'd be like...
You.
All right, nose mate.
Sucking toes.
I don't get that. Like,
no, I happily will say I've got horrible toes because my toenails fell off on a run once
and never ran again.
Back to normal.
You know, like gnomes when they've got like those claws
fucking rude.
He's got the worst. Like, no, he can't wear sandals. They're the most disgusting. He's
I have to get closed off Birks.
Why didn't you get like stick on nails?
See, everyone told me to do that. I might have to do
he's
it.
He's got the most revolting thing.
Mum, I'm trying to look for a man. I'm trying to find a man.
I took him to Clark Shoe Shop since he was a year old, and both him and George's feet are fucked.
Thanks, Mum.
I want to see Clark's. Oh my God. You've heard it here first.
Last one is orgasms too quick. I mean, sometimes...
I don't know, because then it's like, I'm flattered.
No, girls take much longer.
Fine.
So, red flag.
I'd say red flag for straight relationships. I think me and me, it's
how do you know a straight relationship? You've never been in one?
No, I'm speaking about what the girls just said. What do you mean? I know that. Mum just trying to out me as gay.
Men who do it too quickly, boring, because women, okay. Women
yeah.
take a lot longer.
Yeah.
It's like a mixture.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, I'm honoured.
Yeah.
I'm so hot.
Yeah.
Right, that's it with the red and green flag game. I've got one more game. I've got some questions for either of you. And if you don't want to answer them, then you have to.
Oh my God, no.
They're not actually too terrible.
I don't mind.
Where are the questions? Right.
I'll say anything.
Abby. Were you embarrassed when Mitch mugged you off?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh my God, no.
Wait, was she not going to add to that?
Okay. I just want one anyway.
Mal, if you didn't get dumped from the villa, do you think Sammy would have stayed with you?
Maybe. Can I answer that?
I need a direct.
All right. I'll just take this. Oh my God, no.
Is that a no?
She just wanted to eat her first meal of the day.
Mal, just be careful now.
Hungry.
You got some water.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
Oh, you just went in. Do you like spicy food? Oh, you're fine.
Nice.
Oh.
Is it really spicy?
Oh.
I'm Thai.
We should have asked you what
Oh my God, you come right to my house and cook me cook up.
I should have asked you what you didn't like. Okay, Abby, okay.
Oh no.
I didn't write these. Which islander did you secretly hate?
Oh my God.
Hate's a big word.
Oh my God.
It's like.
Secretly, because I like openly hated Mitch.
Ow.
Secretly.
Any others aside Mitch? I mean, you've just.
Do you know, I actually liked everybody in there.
Fine, yeah.
So.
There wasn't really anyone that I could see you.
Because I can't answer.
No. If you want it, go and eat a chili.
I don't really want one.
Okay. I don't eat it.
Okay, don't.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I had one and it was horrific. And Mal, if you could have coupled up with anyone in the villa, who would you have coupled up with?
Literally, I always say it, just Sammy. That was the only one I fancied. Oh. But really? My type is only rugby.
Yeah.
Rugby.
Thighs. Rugby World Cup starting soon.
Who was giving rugby in the villa?
I said my type was rugby. Then he goes, I played rugby once. I used to play rugby at school.
Tag rugby, I bet. You know, and then you start running around. I used to play that, didn't I?
He was very good at that.
Yeah. You know what? That is the gayest form of rugby and I loved it.
Yeah, but you were very good at that because you were very quick. You were so tall.
I know.
I think it's the funnest game ever.
Isn't it? Do you know what it was for me? So as a raging homosexual at school, I didn't like to do anything like physical, whereas that was a bit like, oh, chase me.
That is exactly what you were like.
I loved it. Oh, I know, Mum.
Get the boys to chase you.
Yeah, chase me. And I'd be like running around my tag that,
do it again.
Oh, yeah. And then I go and watch him get changed in the locker room.
Oh, I used to be standing there.
Your mother's here.
What do you mean? You did the same. Oh, no, you were girls, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not fun.
Everyone has an experience once, don't they?
No, your hangover, I can see it's real now.
Me, I need a McDonald's. Right. That's it with it.
Oh, they weren't even that bad.
Rosie, they weren't even that bad. They were pleasant. We're being really kind to you. Do you want to try one?
I might die.
No, don't have. If you don't want one, you've got.
Do you have yogurt?
Because the yassi. No.
We don't even have a fridge in here anymore.
In here, but they've done it all up so lovely that Rose.
No, Mum's being polite. Grace's fucking new set's taken up half the room, and we have no fridge anymore. So thank you, GK Barry, because we have no fridge.
I want to try her burger.
Have you tried it? I haven't even tried it yet.
Oh my God, so good.
I need to try it. That'll be my hangover cure today. The bariyaki.
You look like you need a little bit more than that.
That is so rude. And don't you know what? It'll give me the shits as well. So
yeah.
Not saying that KFC. Give me the shit. I think we need to wrap up on today.
Let's wrap up.
Girl,
you're all hanging.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun, isn't it, Mum?
I've loved meeting both of you.
I know. And thank you, Mum.
That's right, darling,
for coming on.
For George.
Yeah. The whispering angel went down a tree.
I've had one glass.
Unreal drink.
I'm just saying. Take it home. Take it home for the dog.
There's nothing left.
Oh.
They've got nothing left.
Oh, there is. Oh, hello.
Swing it.
Pour it out. Pour it out.
Damn it.
That's a proper glass there as well.
I was going to say to you guys, I've always asked people, what's next for you guys? You got anything planned? Or you kind of...
This is really interesting.
They're coming round mine for a garage sale.
I'm having a party. You're going to
do this. That's definitely...
Yeah, they're coming round.
We're doing
that. I don't know. I just can't do any corporate job. I've done them all. I've done every single job under the sun. I like can't do it. But I just think I'm a born entertainer. So like, I don't know what I can do.
You need to get into modeling because you're both beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I mean, my leg is probably the size of your waist.
Fuck
to be
off.
Honest.
I don't believe you.
You won't tell me.
She's lying because she's had liposuction, so she's lying.
Who, me?
Yeah.
It didn't bloody work though, did it?
Shut up, mum. And just find another horse for you, Abby, really.
Yeah. We need boyfriends.
And back to the wolves. Back to the wolves.
Back to the wolves. We want to go get boyfriends so we can go on double date.
Oh, yes. Fine.
You can have
someone that's a pretty boy.
Right, fine.
I'm looking for a pretty boy.
Like a pretty rugby one.
We'll set you both up. And no gas engineers.
No.
And on that note, thank you guys at home for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to write 5 stars. I never normally do that all together. George normally does the rest. So
Well done.
I've been rehearsing in the mirror this morning. And we will see you guys next week. But thank you for watching.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.